this Peanut Butter Jams, and you are listening to W1.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And for our last song of the morning, we bring you a holiday classic. And if I don't get to see you before the holidays, wish you the very best and looking forward to being back in the new year.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Good morning, Krusty Krew!
7 o'clock
the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back for another episode. My headphone, only the right one is working. This is the most upsetting thing I've listened to all
Yeah, mine has been crackling
microphone.
A little bit.
The studio's wild this morning, everyone. It's Adam and Kat, as usual. We got a good show coming up for you.
Do we?
Do we ever?
Oh.
It's, we were deciding whether to play some Christmas music. I don't think we need that.
It would be if, well, this is going to be our last show of the semester.
That's right. Yeah.
So if it were like next week, definitely would be playing some tunes.
You'd think, right?
But
it's only what, December 11th?
Listeners,
it's a little too,
yeah, this
a little
is
too
our,
early for that.
This is our last time for a month. You're going to miss us, I know.
So you better stay tuned. You better tune in. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford Tufts University's best radio station. Here's a little John Mellencamp with a minute-long intro to get us started off. I Need a Lover. Remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, classic.
Throwback.
Monday Morning Madness, folks. Let's do it.
Talking to strangers, acting like I'm a stranger. Look like I've been up all night. And you know what? I hate it. I put my things into boxes, carry all of my old lies, rubber band in my past time. And you know what? I hate it. Sidewalk, act like I've been up all night. And you know what? I hate it. So I keep talking about 18, cause I can't let go of the same dream. Rubber band in my past time. And you know what? I hate it.
Love, glory.
Little Frank Ocean there in the morning with Blonde, or Pink and White off of Blonde. Oh my gosh, almost just made an egregious error.
I know. Wow.
Where's my music? Here it is.
Yeah, you should have seen my face when he played it.
Yeah, it's...
I was ready.
You can never go wrong with that album, really.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful album to listen to when it's cold and snowy outside, I think.
Well, this will be the first time I have listened to it while it's cold and snowy.
I guess you didn't listen to it last winter?
Well... It doesn't snow where I
That's
am
true,
from.
I guess. Well.
So, okay, check yourself, Adam.
Speaking of not snowing, how's you're on West Coast time. You're not really in California, but I'm just so amazed that all of LA is on fire and
I know.
Scary.
It's actually really worrying. Yeah, luckily all of my family that lives in that area is okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's been really freaky to think about. And like my family was planning on going for a short weekend trip to like Laguna area. So it's probably, we're going to be fine, but I'm just like still driving on the highway. Like, I don't really know.
Well, some of those videos of people driving on the highway and they're just
It looks like literal mountains of
Absolutely
hell.
Absolutely wild.
Yeah. So it's really concerning. And it's just really nice when over the phone to my very Republican family being like, climate change is real. And they're like silent.
You heard it here first, folks. It's fake
news. Sad.
Did you ever hear, this is somewhat unrelated, but the story of how the big forest fire started in Patagonia probably 5-10 years ago?
No, tell
there
me.
There was a big forest fire that like wiped out all of the vegetation in Patagonia.
We're talking Patagonia, Chile.
Or
so.
Argentina. Just
or
the
Argentina,
south.
Yeah.
There was a tourist there who started this fire because he tried to light his used toilet paper on fire to burn it away.
Wow.
So imagine this. You're a tourist just hanging out in Patagonia, just hiking, and you use some toilet paper.
In one of the world's most gorgeous places, yeah.
You use some toilet paper, and you think, well, I guess I might as well burn it, because why not?
Yeah.
And you forget that it's super windy out there, and then your lit toilet paper just lights the entire thing on fire. The entire Patagonia.
That's horrible.
So...
Like, it's hilarious in theory, but in practice, that's horrible.
So that was a PSA brought to you by Adam and Kat. Don't light your toilet paper on fire.
Yeah, if you're going, like, hiking or something, like...
Pack it out. Eat it.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do. But don't let it on fire, especially if it's windy.
Yeah.
Speaking of hell, here's a song by Electric Guest. See if you can recall this one called... Oh, devil, if I can find which button to turn. Here it is. All right, there we go. Man, Monday mornings, I tell ya.
Sometimes it's it's over. I'll never be sober. I couldn't believe, but now I'm so high.
Gambino there with Sober. Remember that song?
Oh, I remember
it. A real classic.
Love it.
So we got a couple songs coming up for you. It's 7:29 in the morning, just about 7:30 a.m. It's probably, well, I pulled up my weather just so I could talk about it. Let's see. Oh, but you distracted me, Catherine, with your making me Google Judge Dredd.
Sorry, I was going to be telling him something. So.
It's 30 degrees outside right now in Somerville. But in case you're curious, in Boise, the capital of Idaho, it's 24.
Idaho is cold.
It is chilly, but it's 35 in Vancouver. Oh my gosh, and it's 37 in Fairbanks.
Where's Fairbanks?
In Alaska.
Oh, what?
Break out your bikinis, everyone.
Oh my goodness.
It's toasty out there. 48 in Juneau, 2 degrees in Barrow, Alaska.
How is it colder where I'm from than Alaska?
I don't know, but
I'm
the entire...
I'm from Las Vegas, so we're in the middle of the desert, and Kirch was like, it's 37 degrees.
Well,
in...
Catherine, that was before 7 a.m. It's now 41 in Las Vegas.
Okay, that makes more sense. I was just like, what?
I'll tell you what, though. It's 37 degrees in Jacksonville, Florida, so Las Vegas right now is warmer than Florida.
That, I am so confused.
It's, yeah, it's really very cold everywhere. In Mexico, did you see it snowed in Mexico?
No.
This storm made it snow in Mexico.
Where?
In, like, the northern part of Mexico, in, like, Chihuahua.
Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty wild.
What is happening?
I don't know.
And I mean, it snowed in Santiago this winter, so I wonder what their summer's gonna be like.
The weather's getting scary, people. Who knows what's gonna happen?
Ow.
But I'll tell you what, tomorrow, the forecast is high of 51, so I hope you didn't like the snow.
Make up your mind.
Yeah, and it's gonna rain. And
I just took out my really cool white winter jacket.
Yeah, well, put it back.
Crap.
Because you're not gonna need it. You're not gonna need it. Actually, you might need it because it's gonna be 31 again on Thursday, and then you're here for till the 21st, so who knows? It's gonna be forever.
It's gonna be a wild ride.
It's really sad, folks, because I'm leaving on Sunday, and Catherine will be here next Monday, so if she had card access to the station, she could come in.
I know. Technically, I'm just a guest.
Just a guest, but the most honored guest we've ever had
on the
show.
We should fix that for next
week. I think we should get all of Trunk on Monday Morning Madness 1 week.
I don't think that is possible because most people would be like, psh,
what does that mean?
Just
it's
like,
too early for them?
Yeah. But ideally, yeah, that would be really weird.
I think you guys are very interesting, or at least just Cameron. I just like Cameron.
Well, you should tell him. You should tell him to get up.
Tell him to come on the show.
Yeah.
All right, kiddos. We got to play a PSA. And since it's the holiday season, we want to get in the holiday spirit. Our choices are Paul McCartney or Brad Paisley.
I want Paul McCartney.
I was going to say, yeah, Brad Paisley's talking about drunk driving. I don't want to hear about drunk driving for my holiday PSA. Well, I don't know what Paul McCartney's got to talk about. Only one way to find out.
Let's see.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
RAD.
I was gonna say that what? Background music was really not the right choice for that message.
Well, yeah, but it's about cars, you know.
Like, what will jangly music being like?
You can't drive my car. If you're drinking, don't drive it. You're not gonna, it's not worth it.
Yay, happy.
This is Paul McCartney telling you that you can't drive my car.
Listeners, Paul McCartney is in the studio right now.
Yep, he's here and he just did that PSA. Oh. I don't know what to tell you. It's a pretty exciting morning.
I know. And you got to experience it because you are listening.
That's right. So, remember, you heard it here on Monday Morning Madness on WMFO. This is one that you picked out, Catherine, called Show Me by what is it, John? How do you pronounce that word?
I don't know.
Who cares? Let's listen.
It's a good song.
Why do you lie if I told you I didn't want you anymore? didn't make it right. I can make it better by holding you tonight. And I don't need to use my words to show you I'm for real. So if you want me, show me how you feel.
you ran away to Hollywood to find yourself somebody who understood.
Without you around. trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. How did it come to be that you and I must be far away from each other every day? Why must I spend my time filling up my mind with facts and figures that never add up anyway? Soup stained tie. He's got me running around the office like a gerbil on a wheel. He can tell me what to do, but he can't tell me what to feel. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.
Hey, Julie there by Fountains of Wayne, which was the same group who did Stacy's Mom back in the day. I'm curious now. I want to know when that album came out. What'd you? Well, let's take a guess. Stacy's Mom, when do you think it came out?
Oh, geez. It has to be like 90-something.
No, it wasn't 90. 2003.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Shaking the World with Stacy's Mom.
I guess just like I have no concept of time.
No, I'm not playing it. I just want to remember.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, really a phenomenal piece of music.
Yeah.
But 2003.
I don't know how that happens, where it's just like, I guess, like, how does that song stay popular for, like, our age group?
Well, that's one of those songs that I think is just so classic, because it really ages well, you know?
Well, I mean, you have to think of, like, Mr. Brightside. Like, Brendan Flowers wrote that, I think, when he was, like, 20.
Yeah.
And, like, how did he know that that piece of music would become, like, such an iconic, like, rock piece that has lasted for so long and, like, everyone knows the words and...
Yeah. Well...
Makes you think.
Makes you think, indeed. Well, everyone, it is 7:48 in the morning. Oh, this YouTube live stream is playing some strange background music for me.
I have no reaction to that.
It's 7:48 in the morning. We're just about ready to wrap up. We've got two songs on the long end for you to kind of bring us out.
Then Adam's going to swipe me in for breakfast.
That's right.
Which
yeah,
I'm really
we're
going to
go
about.
Get breakfast. I'm going to use some meal swipes. I'm going to have a big bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh.
So maybe do something like that this morning. But don't forget it. You listen to Monday Morning Madness on WMFO in Medford with Adam and Kat.
The best radio show.
We'll be back next semester, surely.
Yeah.
Not next week, though.
Yeah. No, you'll have to survive a little bit without us.
But we'll be back next semester, surely the same time, because no one in WMFO history has ever wanted this slot other than me.
Wow, I wonder
so,
why.
So, what, 7 a.m. on a Monday morning? You don't like that? So, all right, folks. We're going to take you out. We've got a New Order, Age of Consent, and then I'm going to play some LCD Sound System for you, take you out, because now I've been in the mood since last Friday when I went to this concert.
Yeah, boy went to a concert.
Boy went to a concert. It was so loud. I was up so late.
Wild!
Whoa! All right, kids. Have a good week. Have a good winter. Stay cold. Stay
Thanks.
Warm.
Have a happy holiday.
Yeah. Look both ways before crossing the street.
You know, hug someone you love or like a little bit. I don't know.
Or don't.
Yeah,
if you're
a
Grinch,
not,
we're both Grinches here.
We're both Grinches.
We'll see you later, everyone. See
Bye.
You in January.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out.